KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 50. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 36. Tonight, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. A dusting of snow Friday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Much of the talk of record export numbers have been around beef circles, but 2021 has also proved itself a record year for U.S. grain exports. Ryan LeGrand is president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council.
Doing great. You know, we just had a record year for corn exports at about 70 million metric tons. We've never exported that amount of corn before. Sorghum exports are through the roof as well, up 44%. Distillers grains exports are going really well, too. Mexico just broke a record for the first time of importing over 2.1 million tons of distillers. So right now, things are pretty good on the export front.
Because exported grains are transported via massive bulk carrier sea vessels, the USGC isn't seeing as much of an issue exporting product, like with meat.
Not as much. A lot of our product goes in bulk vessels, so we're not seeing as much. There is a concern with distillers grains. A lot of distillers grains go in containers, so we're watching that very closely and want to see a resolution just as soon as possible.
Well, like with the U.S. meat exports, China, the main importer of U.S. grains overall since 2020, according to the Grand.
China came in last year and just kind of out of nowhere and shattered all expectations and all the record books for corn exports. They imported about 21 million metric tons of our corn. No country's ever done that before. So that's our top one right now. We'll see how that goes going forward. Mexico's always been there at a steady customer at 15 to 16 million metric tons. They're going to continue to grow. Japan comes next at about 10 to 12 million metric tons, followed by Korea and Colombia. So that kind of rounds out your top five. Except for China, those others are real consistent. They're in our top five.
That's U.S. Grain Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas felon on new charges after an arrest. Just after 8:30 a.m. on Monday, officers responded to the 1500 block South 8th Street in Atchison to investigate reported trespassing. As according to Police Chief Mike Wilson, officers located a suspect later identified as 27-year-old Jason C. Price of Atchison, several blocks away. He is jailed on requested charges that include possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Police have identified a person killed in a shooting at a party in Kansas City, Kansas last week as a 16-year-old high school student. Police say Hugo Hernandez Vasquez died at a hospital following the Friday night shooting in the city's Shawnee Heights neighborhood that also injured several others. Police say an 18-year-old woman at the party, Jimena Aceves Vargas, later died of traumatic injuries that were not associated with the shooting but did not give more details about how she died. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The body of the late Senator Bob Dole of Kansas will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol tomorrow as congressional leaders honor the former Republican presidential candidate and World War II veteran. He served in Congress for 36 years, and Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. He shaped tax and foreign policy and worked vigorously to help the disabled, enshrining protections against discrimination in employment, education, and public services in the Americans with Disabilities Act. Fire crews were called out for a grass fire along U.S. 24 near St. George on Tuesday morning. Shortly after 8:30, fire crews were called to a grass fire near the intersection of Lake Elbow Road and U.S. 24. The fire covered nearly 20 acres before crews were able to get it under control. There were three structures in the area that crews were able to save from fire damage. Damage from the fire was contained to grass and trees in the area. No damage estimate was available. The cause of the fire was undetermined. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Kellogg's workers have overwhelmingly rejected a new contract that would have given them 3% raises, so the strike that began October 5th will continue at the company's four U.S. cereal plants. The union that represents the 1,400 workers released the results of the contract vote on Tuesday. Besides the initial raises, the five-year offer also included cost-of-living pay increases in the later years of the deal and would have preserved workers' health benefits. Kellogg says it will move forward with plans to start hiring permanent replacement workers. The strike includes workers at plants in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska State Treasurer John Morant says he will not seek re-election for a second four-year term. Morant, a Republican, was first elected treasurer in 2018 while serving as a state lawmaker from Gretna. As treasurer, he pushed for legislation to establish financial literacy courses in Nebraska elementary and high schools. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A $243,000 USDA grant awarded USD 380 will be used toward multiple projects at the Frankfort and Centralia schools, including window replacement, security camera installation, a new school bus, technology updates for Chromebooks and laptops, classroom and bathroom improvements at Centralia, and replacement of boilers with a new HVAC system at Frankfort. The Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program will include 65% matching contributions from the district. Kansas Farm Bureau recognized members and supporters at its annual meeting in Manhattan this week, presenting two Kansans with Distinguished Service Awards for exemplary contributions to agriculture in the state. Those two include Don Landall of Marysville, who is recognized for 60 years of service through Landall Company, a leading agricultural and industrial manufacturer employing more than 900 people across Kansas. Landall's a strong supporter of his community and a financial contributor to the local, state, and national FFA organizations. He has also contributed funds to many other local causes as well. KFB also presented 12 Friends of Agriculture Awards, recognizing individuals who have made significant contributions to Kansas Farm Bureau and agriculture. They include Sue Rowland of Marysville, who has supported the agriculture community for 55 years, many years as a business teacher at Marysville High School, and as a founding member of the Kansas FFA Foundation, and serving on several local boards. Marshall County 4-H recognized Chloe Vogt of the Balderson Boosters with the 4-H Spirit Award during the Virtual Achievement Banquet held this fall. She's a 12-year member. Washington County 4-H recognized Marlene Stahm with the Leader Award. Larry and Sue Hagedorn, Distinguished Service. Idana Perkins, 4-H alumni. And the Farmington 4-H, the Club Spirit Award in Washington County. A senior silver alert was issued Tuesday afternoon by Marshall County authorities, who had received a report of an elderly man with dementia that had not been seen since mid-morning. 72-year-old Jim Connect of Marysville was found safe and unharmed a couple of hours later in Syracuse, Nebraska, and the alert was discontinued. An injury accident was reported in Washington County November 19th on K-9, a quarter mile west of Big Bear Road. Sydney Kern of Washington lost control, struck a culvert. The vehicle went airborne and rolled. Sydney Kern was transported by ambulance to the Marysville Hospital. The Avalon Foundation is accepting grant applications for events and projects to be held in 2022 to support arts activities sponsored by local and regional organizations. Grant application forms are available by contacting the Avalon Foundation at 609 Elk Street in Beatrice, or email Rich Hoovendeck. The applications are to be completed and returned to the foundation by December 10th, this Friday, for arts-related projects to be calendared in the year 2022. It's anticipated the grants awarded this year could total about $48,000. Again, for information, contact Rich Hoovendeck in Beatrice. Herbert C. Alley, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Private burial at the Holton Cemetery Wednesday, December 8th. The memorial service will be planned at a later date, with the Terry Christie funeral in charge of arrangements for Herbert Alley. Betty L. Glick, age 97, of Fort Worth, Texas, formerly Marshall County, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Betty Glick. Lola J. Zebakratsky, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the Afton Cemetery, rural Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Zebakratsky.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As our jet stream continues to flatten, we can expect to see some continuously warming temperatures throughout today, tomorrow, and Friday. Starting on Wednesday, we will start to see some temperatures slightly above our average for this time of year. We will start to see highs in the mid-20s through lower 40s in Iowa, the lower 40s and upper 50s in Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and in the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. As for today's forecast, sunny and a high nearing 52 degrees. South winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 34. More sunshine expected as we head in through Thursday and a high nearing 59. Winds staying out of the south between 5 and 10. Clouds increasing overnight on Thursday, mostly cloudy and a low around 33. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72. The average low 25 and the record low 8 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:35. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
Your evenings are about to get a little brighter. All about turning the corner on the year's earliest sunsets on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Entertainers Sammy Davis Jr. and Jim Morrison were both born on this day. The winter solstice is still 2 weeks away, but a check of the almanac calendar shows the earliest evening sunsets are occurring right now. The eccentricity of the Earth's orbit means that while December 21st will be the shortest day of the year, neither the earliest sunset nor latest sunrise occur on that day. Here's how things shake out. On the bright side, the sun will be setting ever so slightly later in the evening in the coming weeks. The flip side, of course, is that morning sunrise will continue to grow later, even after the solstice. That corner won't be turned until after the new year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local sunrise and sunset times online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baje scored 23 points. Christian Braun added 20. And 8th-ranked Kansas tuned up for this weekend's return to the border war with a 78-52 blowout of UTEP on Tuesday night. Now the Jayhawks turn their attention to Saturday's showdown with Missouri. The bitter rivals haven't played a regular season game since the Tigers bolted for the SEC nearly a decade ago. In its 37th year of honoring the nation's best high school athletes, Gatorade announced that Dylan Edwards of Derby High School is the 2021-22 Gatorade Kansas Football Player of the Year. Edwards is the second Gatorade Kansas Football Player of the Year to be chosen from Derby High School. The 5'9", 165-pound junior running back rushed for 2,603 yards and 38 touchdowns, averaging 12.5 yards per carry. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have around 2,000 head for our special stocker feeder sale this week. Some of our featured consignments will be 110 head of steers and heifers that are home raised. The calves will be weaned a long time, and they'll be weighing 6 to 7.5. We'll have another group of 100 black steer and heifer calves that have been weaned 60 days, home raised calves that'll be weighing 6.5 to 7.5. We'll have a group of 85 head of black steer and heifer calves that are home-raised and weaned a long time that'll be weighing 5 to 7. And then we'll have 6 to 7 loads of feeder cattle also this week, either steers or heifers weighing in the 775 to 9 range. If you have any consignments for us or questions for us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212, and you can see a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale on our website, which is eldoradolivestock.com.
The Kansas State Wildcats will break out the lavender uniforms tonight as they play host to Marquette in a non-conference matchup. Marquette came up short in an 89-76 game at Wisconsin on Saturday. K-State is coming off a 65-59 win in Wichita over Wichita State on Sunday. Kansas State has won its last four home games, scoring an average of 75.3 points. Marquette, on the other hand, has attempted the second most free throws among all Big East teams. The Golden Eagles have averaged 23.9 free throws per game. Game time tonight from Bramlage Coliseum, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Kansas City Chiefs Tyrann Mathieu is the organization's nominee for the 2021 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The Tyrann Mathieu Foundation's mission is to impact the lives of the financially disadvantaged, specifically children. Mathieu said, quote, "I think about my grandmother, and she was always willing to serve other people, and that's what I try my best to really duplicate." This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. In girls' play, Valley Heights took Marysville 39-21. Centralia beat Hanover 47-29. Frankfort over Wamuncie 44-28. Lynn took Wakefield 52-26, and Washington County girls beat Onega 57-29. Raleigh County over Abilene 49-30. Clay Center took Beloit 52-35. Wamego down Sabetha 52-29. Concordia over Republic County 39-34. In boys' action, Marysville handled Valley Heights 66-26. Hanover topped Centralia 63-41. Wamuncie down Frankfort 53-48. Lynn over Wakefield 54-27. Abilene over Riley County 68-27. Concordia beat Republic County 50-35. And Sabetha took Wamego 43-37.
Marysville girls basketball team fell to Valley Heights on Tuesday night, 39-21, after a big fourth quarter from the Lady Mustangs allowed them to pull away with a team high 14 points for Emma Youngenberg on the Mustangs. And for Marysville, Eva Beschel again showing up, 10 points, 8 of them coming in the first quarter. And then your boys basketball team defeated Valley Heights 66-26 after an explosive offensive game from basically everybody. Tied for top scoring for Marysville, Rhett Williams and Jack Lauer, defensively only allowing 26 total points through four quarters. Thank you for tuning in. This is KNDY.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller Odell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. With area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Brighten those gray winter days with a few colorful amaryllis. The 6 to 10 inch trumpet-shaped blossoms are sure to generate a smile and brighten your mood. And consider sharing the fun of growing these beauties by giving them as gifts to family and friends. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can plant the bulb in a quality potting mix or go soilless with this method. Place several inches of pebbles in the bottom of a glass vase or watertight container. Cover the pebbles with water. Set the bulb on top of the pebbles, adding more stones to secure the bulb, leaving the top one-third exposed. Move the potted amaryllis bulb to a sunny location and continue to keep the water level just below the bulb. Once in bloom, move your plant to a bright location out of direct sunlight and drafts of hot and cold air to prolong flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Sterling Cale acted with bravery and courage during the attack on Pearl Harbor. Why, then, was he going to be court-martialed? He couldn't believe what he was hearing. The story, What Happened Next, is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
It was the morning of December 7th, 1941. Sterling Cale, a hospital corpsman, had just finished his shift when the Japanese attack began. He took an axe and broke down the door to the armory so men could get weapons. He then took a boat to Pearl Harbor to rescue those in the water. After more than 24 hours on duty, he requested to leave.
He said, "Oh, you can't go home. You're going to be court-martialed for breaking in the armory." I said, "What you mean? Aren't we being attacked?" He said, "Yeah, but this is peacetime."
Cale couldn't believe what he was hearing. He was going to be court-martialed for handing out weapons because at the time he did it, the U.S. was still technically at peace with Japan.
Well, fortunately, President Roosevelt declared war the next day, so they called me back in and gave me an award for breaking into the armory and a carton of cigarettes.
He remembers the nights immediately following the attack when a blackout was ordered.
Nobody could show any lights anywhere. If they saw any light, the MPs would haul everybody out of the house and put you in jail. So the Arizona burned for 2.5 days. There was no light on the island whatsoever, but the burning of the Arizona.
By Friday, Cale led 10 men aboard the Arizona to recover bodies. He was moved with compassion at what he saw.
The Arizona burned for 2.5 days. A lot of the men burned right down to the deck. So I said, "What am I going to do? I can't stop it." I just sort of sank down, shed a few tears.
Cale went on to serve in Korea and Vietnam and was a volunteer at the USS Arizona Memorial for many years. Driving the Countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction will sell tools, collectibles, household items, as well as real estate in Summerfield for the Christopher Benson Estate Saturday, December 11th. Sale time 10 a.m. at 210 5th Street. Tools to include a table saw and power tools. Collectibles will include Crocs, a few metal signs and labeled cans, Bowie and pocket knives, stamps, coins, trading cards. Household items include two oak buffets, four chest of drawers, glass dinette with four chairs. Also selling miscellaneous. Real estate at noon includes a three-bedroom ranch-style home, full unfinished basement, fenced backyard, and storage shed. Three bedrooms and a full bath, metal roof, and all city utilities. They'll also sell a corner vacant lot at 3rd Street and Poplar Avenue, a block east of Highway 99. This was a former home site. This sale for the Christopher Benson Estate, Saturday, December 11th, begins at 10. Real estate sells at noon at 210 5th Street in Summerfield. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Freezing water tanks is a challenge for livestock owners in northern climates. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Adequate insulation around the tank may help keep the water open as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's important that animals have a fresh supply of drinking water available at all times during the winter. This helps prevent dehydration and make sure the animals stay on feed. Snow and ice don't count. If your watering tanks aren't insulated, keep the water open by adding insulation around them and taking advantage of the sun. Greg Lardy is the Extension Interim Director at North Dakota State University. He says fiberglass and metal water tanks need extra protection to keep them from freezing.
Especially the fiberglass tanks, it can build them in with some dirt around them and then build a wooden structure above it so that you can either put some insulating material like styrofoam or straw or additional soil on top of there to keep the heat in. The steel tanks, generally speaking, they're going to rust if you get a lot of soil contact. What you're going to do is use some styrofoam insulation and then outer covering with wood.
Paint steel tanks black to absorb heat from the sun. Lardy says he's also seen metal tanks enclosed in boxes with solar panels. Position the tank where it will catch the most sun.
That generally would be a southern or a southwestern orientation in most cases. If you can build or position it so that it's out of the wind, either by building wind fence around it or positioning it so that it's protected to some degree by a building or another structure, that would be ideal because you do need to try to reduce the amount of heat loss that you get from wind.
Since most heat loss comes from the water's surface, use an insulated cover over the tank, leaving a hole for the animals to drink. Find more tips for insulating a water tank at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
How one ag chemical company hopes to avoid supply chain problems today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. My educated guess as to what farmers are thinking right now about crop chemicals for 2022. Will I be able to get what I need? And what's it going to cost? For answers, I talked with Kate Greif, Liberty Herbicide Project Manager with BASF.
We always encourage farmers to start planning early, going into prepay and thinking about what their crop protection needs for next season are going to be. And not only that, from a weed control standpoint, maybe thinking about modernizing our approach to weed control. So first off, starting by incorporating effective pre-emergence herbicide before or right at planting. And then also using in-season residual herbicides to help prevent those weeds from coming out of the ground once we do get into season.
In other words, tight supplies are expected for many popular post-emergence chemistries. On the issue of cost, says Greif,
I think we'll see that across the industry as the rising tide on cost of goods goes up or materials. For example, we've seen container ships internationally have gone up 10x over the last 12 months. So from that standpoint, I think it'll be a balance of trying to manage those increasing costs, but also bringing an effective product to our farming population at a price that still is to value for what they need for their operations.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. Selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travelong trailer, a bale spear, post hole digger, stump grinder, four-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, three-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th at the farm at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
And-
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinchke, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners, while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions. So share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Variable, either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what looks to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe near record yields. So, variable cash leases and share rental arrangements.
He says there are many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area, and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. And some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall, price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to AARP.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The legacy of Senator Bob Dole notable throughout USDA, including one program that's in part named in his honor. Rod Bain with more.
The significant contributions of former U.S. Senator Robert Dole to agriculture in general and the U.S. Department of Agriculture specifically come to mind after word of his passing Sunday at the age of 98. The Kansas native helped craft many farm bills during his congressional career, including reform for the nation's food stamp program. It was part of a lifelong relationship with South Dakota Senator George McGovern, which included formation of the Women, Infants, and Children program and the International Food for Education and Child Nutrition program that bears their names.
We were friends, and we were same age, almost same World War II generation, and we disagreed on some things, but we understood and worked together on agriculture, and then once nutrition became a bigger and bigger part, we worked on that together.
For his work, he became an inaugural member of USDA's Hall of Heroes in the year 2000.
Mark Jekanowski, USDA Outlook Board Chairman, says that weather and crop conditions in other countries will play a big part in formulating Thursday's new agricultural supply and demand forecasts.
We're watching weather in the southern hemisphere where South America crops, corn, soybeans, planting continues and crops are kind of in the early stage of development there. So weather developments are important. Australia, wheat harvest is underway. And then you got the summer crops that are developing, cotton, for example. And then in the northern hemisphere, we're continuing to get some final government estimates, final harvest results from, you know, places like the EU and Ukraine and Russia.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Out of frustration comes innovation. A Nebraska woman has developed technology to make post-harvest paperwork a lot easier on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Harvest is done, it's time to gather and organize all the paperwork that goes with it. And hopefully you have all of it in one place. Peggy Meyer of Superior, Nebraska is a wife, the mother of six kids, and has been taking care of the books on the family farm for 26 years. Recently, they've been trying to hone in profit and loss by field, and she was spending many stressful hours with the paperwork trying to figure that out. Meyer thought there had to be an easier way, so she co-founded data integration software called Field Pocket, which launched in September. She says it organizes, manages, and links all contracts, scale tickets, and settlement sheets.
So what Field Pocket does is once all of that data is in there, it just integrates it all. And so within a couple clicks of the button, you can get a report saying this field had so many bushels and this was the net amount from that. And of course, you know, there's multiple fields on a settlement sheet. And so then it's easily put into QuickBooks that way.
She says having everything in one place will be helpful for other needs as well.
I would think it's going to save my husband a ton of time when he's doing crop insurance claims, because he could just easily go, oh, this is what I need. You have the documents right there, the scale tickets, you know, all of that. And you can filter by field, commodity, elevator, owner share, pretty much whatever's on any of that paperwork.
Meyer says the software is both online and an app for your phone. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Field Pocket at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We've still seen it kind of mixed on the board. Corn and soybeans not doing too bad today. Wheat slipped down a little bit and livestock mostly trending lower for the day. We have gotten word out of Brazil today about the country's 2022 grain crop. prediction could total at near 289 million metric tons. That is an increase of near 14% over the previous crop of corn that they've had in the country. Overall, agriculture output in Brazil for 2022 is seen up overall to be 3 to 5% above what they had seen before pulling back from the 9.3% growth from 2021. They noted that some of the pullback from the growth is due to some of the higher input costs and margins under pressure with the high prices currently in the market. Right now, corn is still lingering slightly in the green. December corn is up a quarter right now at 586 and a half. March is also up by a quarter, but the rest of the futures down in the red. And the Kansas City wheat today, December's down by 21 and a half, losing some ground here, sitting at 805 and three quarters. We do have Chicago wheat for December up slightly at three quarters right now. In the soybean market, January beans continue to move upward, 10 cents higher for January beans right now at 1260 and a quarter. We have the bean meal for December up 760 at 366 and a half. And the bean oil is down in the red, a buck 30 at 55.74. Cotton market, they're also struggling a little bit with December off the board at 111.27. The March cotton down 14 cents at 106.23. In the oats market, they're also down today with March oats down 6 1/4 at 726. Over in the livestock market, still struggling today here. Live cattle, feeder cattle are trending downward. Lean hogs, they have the December in the red by the February, and the rest of the futures are sitting in the green right now. So we'll see how they wrap up here in just a little bit. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, we had a good couple of days trying to track with the stock market today. Down 48 cents for the December index, sitting at 95.89.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day.
Steve.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.